Like, I can't, you know, there are problems I cannot solve. And that doesn't mean that I won't, that I'm afraid of tilting at windmills, because my goodness, show me a windmill and I'll tilt at that. But we look for the problems we can solve.
We all want to do good in the world. Nearly all of us, at one time or another, imagined ourselves doing something noble or heroic. But most of us get derailed by life, by our careers, by our families. I'm Annalisa Enrile, and you're listening to the trailer for the new audio project called Good Nix. On Good Nix, we're interested in the people among us who take and stay on the good path, and in what their experiences might mean for the rest of us. I interview 10 people with very different journeys about how they ended up doing good in the world.
I was in fourth grade, and we used to come back up from the basement from gym to where our main classrooms were. And I was in line, like everybody else, waiting to get a drink from the water fountain. And I'm in line, I get my chance, I'm at the water fountain, and I take a drink, and the kid behind me says, "Hurry up." And I looked at him and I said, "I just got here, I'll be done in a minute." And the words that came out of his mouth were, "You blacks are all alike." And I just could not, for the life of me, understand where that came from. But that was my first literal fight, because I punched him in his face. And I think the first time I realized that I was actually in the middle of a war.
Good Nix is an audio project exploring the journey and meaning of doing good in the world. For those of us who do good, and for those of us who are just thinking about it, we follow the journey of 10 Good Nix who do good in very different ways, to understand why they do it and what it means to do good over a life, in a moment, and for a season. I'm your host, Annalisa Enrile, a social worker, a professor, and a human rights activist. In a world and at a time that seems obsessed with what's wrong, we at Good Nix want to obsess about what's right.
If you are a good person, if you in your brain and in your heart and in your soul, if you as a person are a good person, being a cop has nothing to do with it. Being a cop is just your job. And it's just a uniform that you put on top of it and that you are able to channel your good person into. And if you're not a good person, you're not a good cop.
We will drop a 20-minute episode of Good Nix each week over 10 weeks. Each episode exploring a critical moment along the path to doing good in the world. Each week, you'll hear from people with different experiences, backgrounds, childhoods, and perspectives on what it means to do good.
Wow, what would I have said to my younger self about choosing to devote your life to movement building? I think I would have tried to talk myself out of it, probably by saying it's really heartbreaking work, that there is a lot of loss and a lot of defeat along the way. The victories are pretty damn sweet, but the truth is that change is really, really slow.
We at Good Nix believe this is an important conversation to have now. We hope you agree and will join us. Be sure and click the subscribe button so you don't miss the first episode. You can do that anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information about this project and who our Good Nix are, visit us at goodnix.org. goodnix.org. You can also follow at the Good Nix on Twitter.
It's really hard, and you can do everything right, and you can be so smart, and you can still suffer kind of crushing losses over and over again. So you've got to have a pretty thick skin, a pretty like tough heart to be able to go through that over and over again and still want to get up the next morning and go at it again.